Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and DRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is a show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. Ross Minion is with us. Renovation Rollout, welcome. Rick Muro is with us. Gold Star Mortgage, welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, see this number on your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. I think we'll have to be a little more mellow in our celebration today. It looks like it's almost a healthy one. And you know me, having beaten anorexia, healthy foods and me, we just don't really go together. So National Gazpacho Day, that looks a little too healthy for me. So I might have to go back to the Dasher Tort from yesterday and just celebrate that one. Cotton candy tomorrow is not too exciting. We'll move right along. Looking at the markets, what are the markets doing this morning? Well, they've been a little bit of a roller coaster, as we've normally expected. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 6.44. Oil down $1.12 a barrel. What does that mean to you and me? Well, it's $2.18.5 is the national average for a gallon of gasoline. Easy for me to speak this morning. A gallon of gasoline. $2.66.9 is what we're paying here in the state of confusion, almost as much as the oil-producing state of Hawaii. We are amongst the highest price states for gasoline. I wonder about that, being that so much of the gas comes into our state, but I guess that's just the way the numbers work. And we're looking at the U.S. 10-year Treasury, almost flat today. We won't even talk too much about that one as we move forward. We did see, think about this, I love this idea, because we're hearing so much about how great the stock market is right now. And yes, it is doing well, up 883 points since Election Day. Are you aware one-third of that 883 points is attributable to Goldman Sachs? Not many people are talking about that one, are they?
More money.
And third quarter productivity was not as good as expected. We told why the numbers didn't really matter when we talked about the employment numbers just the other day. And if you're tired of hearing about the election, you got to love this one.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Joe Biden, he's the one. He's already announced now that he will be running for president in 2020. Didn't we just finish this stuff? I can't believe we're talking about this already. But in typical Joe Biden way, and only the way Joe Biden can speak in English, I'm not committing not to run. I'm not committed to anything. I learned long ago, fate has a strange way of intervening. These are all quotes from the vice president, 74-year-old vice president, 77 if he starts running. You got to wonder about Uncle Joe. But you know something, one thing that we could anticipate from a Joe Biden candidacy, we would have a lot of stuff to talk about every morning.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Speaking about passing the bill, finding out what's in it, maybe the president-elect is not to find out what's in the new Air Force One Boeing. How about that one? Talking about, now you have to remember, there is a little bit of misrepresentation. It's hard to believe. I know that you don't believe that the media would misrepresent what Mr. Trump's saying.
Surprise.
And to talk about the Air Force One grouping, that's not just one plane, but the Air Force One grouping, $4 billion? Really? Love the idea that the president-elect said, just cancel the order. We don't need to spend $4 billion on a new plane. When have you ever heard that out of somebody in Washington? Maybe we'll finally get a business person who will start up talking about getting rid of some of this extra expense that we're seeing in Washington. Speaking of Washington, another one, I just cannot make this stuff up. You got to love it. George Washington University, they participated in a walkout. They're demanding a sanctuary campus. Really?
You're absolutely useless.
Now, what does a sanctuary campus mean at George Washington University? Well, the students, they do not want to take final exams and they don't want to have to pay the tuition. Wow, but you know what they do want? They want underage underage people at the school, they want them to be able to drink alcohol. I think when they start doing some of these things, they must have already been drinking alcohol. I hope that they just give them a nice little letter from the administration. Now, they won't do this because it might upset somebody. And we certainly wouldn't want to upset these students there. Give them a letter saying, get your rear ends in gear or get out. It'd be pretty simple there. But you wouldn't want that from a college president. Now, why would, think about this, college presidents. You got to love this one. College presidents make 129, here's the highest paid president, 129 times more than their tuition. 129 times more than tuition.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Wilmington University, their president, Jack Varsalona. Now, the tuition at the school is $42,000 a year. He makes $5.4 million. What the heck is he doing for $5.4 million? Washington University in St. Louis, Mark Wrighton, $4.2 million compared to $62,000 tuition. You got to love that. Those are private colleges. So you say, well, you know, something gets private, they can make whatever they want. How about the public school, University of Oregon, Michael Gottfriedson, $1.2 million. University of Houston, Renew Cater, $1.3 million. Public education? Really? I wonder if they're working full time. Did they probably get, they don't, it's college. They probably start school in September. They're out by December. They get a month and a half break, and then they're back February to May, and they're making that kind of money? Really? Now, you got to wonder about it. Yet, we are still hearing about our $15 an hour minimum wage. Think about this one. The newest, you got to wonder where the unions are going to go from here, because they may have a problem with this. Technology taking over. Think about this one. Amazon is looking to take on grocery shopping. You swipe your Amazon or turn on your Amazon account, walk into a store, you turn on your Amazon account, start selecting all the items that you want, and you're automatically checked out. No registers. You don't have to pay 10 cents for a bag. There's no lines. And that $15 an hour worker, guess what?
I got a bad feeling about this.
They're out of work. What a shame. Wouldn't that be a shame seeing some of these folks have to go get a real job? I guess I better be careful of what I say there, right? I mean, we might have some of them listening, and at least we are in our remote studios today, so we won't have any problems with that. Amazing stuff. You got to wonder about where we're heading as our young people continue the idea of participation trophies. You got to love it, don't you? I mean, that's almost where we're getting with this $15 an hour, drinking beer instead of taking finals, don't want to pay for our tuition. Where are we heading? Maybe we'll see some changes as we move forward in a Trump administration and stop baby caking all these young people. You know, it's to me, I just go there all the time with you. I share the thought that we've got to stop giving these kids a free pass. What are they going to do when they get out of school? If they're worried about taking finals, now I don't know about you. You listening to me 9 to 10, Monday through Friday on all these great stations, what would happen if I were to come in here and say, you know something, I don't really feel like talking to you today, or I'm going to repeat what I had to say yesterday, or any one of those things. Do you think I'd be on air very much longer? It's the way of the world. Now, these young people, I consider this, every day we start getting ready for broadcast, about 4:30 in the morning. Can you imagine that preparation, having to study? Because at 9 o'clock, there's a final exam. And you're going to tell me every single day whether I passed or failed. It's called renewing your listening. If you come back tomorrow, I know I said something that struck a nerve. You found some value. What do you think these kids at George Washington University are going to be saying when they can't take a final because they didn't get their way with an election? Just amazing how we continue going there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, when is a good time to rent a house? We're going to talk about some things people do with credit cards that just don't make any sense. Where would we talk about it?
This is ridiculous.
Four important things to know about 529 college savings plan withdrawals. It's a great tool if you're using it the right way. And how about homeowners associations? I know we're getting more and more homeowners associations. Are they doing their job? We're going to talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But you can get the replay, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Four things people do with credit cards that just don't make sense is the subject of the Your Credit Matters segment today, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. Those are just givens. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. I've been looking at credit reports. I've told you this before, since probably the mid-90s. I've seen reports that are scores in the – actually, I've seen some in the high 300s. Pretty bad report. And I've also seen some – the highest I've seen is an 834. Every one of them has had an error on it that I can identify. Every single one. So if you think that yours doesn't have an error, you might be the first. I'd like to see it. And my friend Rondi, he'll give you $1,000 if you've got a complete accurate credit report. Doesn't have to be a perfect score, just accurate, $1,000. Pretty simple, and he hasn't had to give away any money yet, so believe me. So what are some of the things people do with credit cards that don't make sense? Number one, take pictures of the credit card. Don't do that. Don't take a picture. Then probably send it by email too, right? That way it's probably safe and secure. Carry a balance to build credit. That's not the best way of building credit, is by adding balances. You want your credit card, remember, you want it to be below 10% usage or 30% usage. That's going to get you your best credit scores. Ideally, as I've shared with you before, pay your credit card bill right before the statement closing date. Don't worry as much about the payment due date. Yeah, you want to make sure if you're carrying a balance that you make a minimum payment then. But the most important date for your credit score is right before the statement closing date. Yes, you have to go online to find out what that balance is and get it paid ahead of time. Carrying a balance on a rewards card. Really? You're going to use a rewards card just so you can get a balance and pay 23% is what I think they're charging on the Capital One Quicksilver. That means your balance triple or doubles every 3 years. Not wise. And pay the bill late when you can afford to pay on time. Why would you want to do that? Another one of those foolish things that people are doing with their credit cards. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So I shared on the social media channels this morning, we were going to talk a little bit today about homeowners associations. Now, if you're living in an older community, maybe older than me, but if you're living in an older community, maybe you don't have a homeowners association. Most of us in many of the newer communities have associations of some sort. And Ross Mannion is with us. We're going to chat with Ross about homeowners associations and a little bit of a $7.6 million surprise.
That's right.
Tell us about this $7.6 million surprise, Ross.
Well, what, the long version or the short version?
Well, we only have about 75 more hours here today.
Okay. So. All right, great. So my wife and I bought this great little condo down in Newport Beach. And, you know, it's nice. Okay, we can look at it. It's aging a little bit, but it's a great location. Price is right. We get in there. We love it. We're there for a few years, and we're noticing, you know, there's doesn't seem to be a plan to renovate the siding and the roofs. And, you know, I start understanding what the reserve study is and the financials.
Wait, back up. I'm a simple guy, Ross.
Okay, I know.
Reserve study?
Reserve study. That's the study.
I mean, to me, when I talk about reserve study, it means I'm calling a restaurant to see if I can get a reservation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, reserve study is a line item report done every year that shows the remaining lifespan of every asset in the community. That is the association's responsibility. Keep in mind, when you buy a condo or townhome, you're just really buying the space inside. That's what you own. And then you're buying a share of everything else. Okay, so that reserve is going to say, what's the remaining lifespan of the roofs? What's the remaining lifespan of the streets, of the shared amenities, like the pool, if you have a volleyball court, of your sidewalks, everything is on there. So if you're in an older community, ours was built in 1974, between 1974 and 1978. So it was starting to come up on 40 years old, and it was showing its age. But you just assume, well, it must be a plan, right?
Sure.
Well, don't assume so much. The first three letters assume are, you know. So I start paying a little more attention. I eventually get on the board in 2009, and I just do a full audit. I look at 10 years financials. I go back and I really dig into how is this community spending their money? How much of that money is going towards operating costs? How much money is being put aside for future replacement? I start charting it out and showing people. And then I start forecasting, what is it going to take? How much money are we going to need, and how long is it going to take to actually do these renovations, to replace the siding, replace the roofs? By this time, the lighting is falling apart. The heads are falling off. The light poles. I mean, it looks like a horror movie.
In
Newport Beach.
Wow.
And I'm walking around, and I'm talking about these things. It's kind of like being in the Twilight Zone. You know, everybody's like, well, just don't raise my dues. Stop spending my money. You know, they're literally screaming at you in
sure.
meetings, and it's insanity. But clearly, things are falling apart. So by the time I complete the forecast, it says we're $7.634 million short. And
holy cow.
So when I put out the report, I was the most popular guy in the community by far. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I'm sure. They really loved you.
Yeah, they did. So once you break the bad news, then you literally have to go through the stages of grief with the community. And you've got to walk them through.
Now, I thought that there was some rules within the state that says you have to have X number of dollars in reserves for the maintenance of the properties.
You do. You have to be at least 10% funded based on your reserve study. But your reserve study may not have all the items on it that it should. The reserve study is created at the beginning when the community is built.
So 40 years ago.
Yeah, 40 years ago. But anything that has a lifespan of less than 30 years or more than 30 years is not on the reserve study in the beginning. So your underground plumbing, for us, gas lines were not on a reserve study. And they were PVC. They were just breaking all over the place. For your community, could be sewer lines, could be water lines, could be a lot of things. It could be retaining walls, you know, things that never made it back onto the reserve study when the lifespan started becoming due. So you've also got to look at, was that reserve study ever validated? You know, have you gone and gotten bids for roofs? And does that match what the reserve analyst is using as the replacement value? So our reserve study, when I bought my units, was it said you needed a couple million dollars. You needed over $10 million when we actually came time to replace.
Is there a liability, or who has liability for something like that of misrepresenting what you're – because if somebody is buying a piece of property, and we talk a lot about home, about purchasing homes and finance right here on Ron Siegel Radio, who's responsible for making sure that information is accurate?
Well, the reserve study is as accurate as the state requires it to be and is as accurate as the board and the management company is going to force it to be. If you're low in reserves, you don't want to have your reserve study updated saying you now need three times as much as you have in there. That's going to throw your percentages off. Now you may not qualify for a loan if you need a construction loan, or if you fall under 10%, you could be taken over by the state. And a lot of boards, the culture is keep dues low. You know, the people that come to the board meetings are shouting, I don't want any extra spending, keep our dues low. So this culture kind of grows and grows. And as a result, for our complex, it ended up being $100 short per month per unit for 20 years is what we were short.
$100 per month. And what did you start out with? What was your due initially?
Well, when I moved in, they were $285. And we had a new president started realizing we were underfunded, but didn't realize necessarily how much. Started raising dues. They moved up to $300, then $315, $335. When I put out my report, I said our dues should be $450 today. Minimum. So people, of course, weren't happy about that. And in reality, they
did you have a guard when you walked home?
No, I just was very careful.
Yeah, I would imagine, because I mean, you're not going to be the most. I mean, from one standpoint, bringing these things to light is going to be beneficial, right? Obviously, everybody's going to benefit from having new siding and new roofs and things like that. From the other standpoint, you know, those people, for the most part, when I talk to different homeowners. The board consists of everybody who didn't step backwards quick enough.
That's correct.
Right? No one wants to be on the board.
Yeah.
And then to come up with saying, oh, well, you know, $200 a month, we need to raise our dues by $200 a month just to take care of these things, then you're even less popular.
Right. So even when boards know that they're underfunded, they still don't want to address it. Now, there are a lot of boards out there that are great and that they're proactive and they understand finance and they do a great job. But we've got a growing problem in California and across the country. A third of the people in America live in some sort of HOA.
Is that what the number is? A third of the people?
It's a third. And in California, there's 47,000 homeowners associations. So on average, they have over 100 homes in each one. Now, half of those are over 21, 22 years old. So that means they really need to be planning for that 40-year renovation, because that's about the lifespan of the major components. And everything is going to be a little bit different. It's also going to depend on how well the community maintains. Are they proactive or are they reactive? Are they putting a slurry down on the streets or are they letting it ride? Are they painting every 6 or 8 years like they're supposed to? Are they letting it ride? Are they addressing the roofs? Are they doing the landscaping? You know, if the more proactive a community is by taking care of their assets, the longer they're going to last. But trying to keep dues low, trying to keep their operating costs low, trying to keep their management costs low, and that's their culture. They've got a big problem potentially waiting for them.
Well, we're going to have to chat more about this when we come back. We're talking about homeowners associations. How is this going to flow into the funding of buying a new home? We might have to talk about can we get finance for a new home with a association that is this much of a liability? We'll chat about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We will also chat. Is it a good time to rent? Heck, listening to this, we might want to be renting more. We might actually really want to be renting. We'll talk about it. And some things that you need to know about 529 college plan withdrawals. Yeah, you like to, you want, now that you put the money away, you want to get it out. How are you going to do that properly?
No, we're not going to give you tax advice, but we're going to tell you the questions you want to find out from your advisors. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. Back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you to get you the true equity position of your property. You cannot get that online. They don't have the right information for you online. They've got to chat with you. You can find out if your house is on the right side or the wrong side of the golf course. Those are just little things that some of these online services don't tell you. And if you think that Zillow is going to get you the right answer, you might ask their CEO, whose house was valued $700,000 off between the price that he sold it for and the Zillow estimate. If they can't get his house right, whose are they going to get right? When's a good time to rent? I think it's now. People often ask, is a good time to buy a home? No one ever asks when a good time to rent is. However, we want to make certain that everyone understands that today is not a good time to rent.
I've had many conversations with folks. Interest rates are going up. Yes, that is a given. But does that mean you want to rent? No, because you're paying somebody's mortgage no matter what, whether it's your mortgage or somebody else's, you are paying a mortgage. And now the median rental price is the highest since 1988. It's been going crazy. I'm going to post a chart on Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. It'll give you an idea of where rents have been since 1988. And they're just skyrocketing way more than the price of real estate. Now, think about this part of it also. The last number I saw was in Orange County, California, 92% occupancy, according to the apartment associations, is 92% occupancy of apartments. Now, when you think about 92% occupancy, that's basically every apartment available is rented, because when somebody leaves an apartment, it's not available immediately to rent out. It's got to be renovated, cleaned, carpet, painted, all those good things. So you can't really ever get to 100% occupancy. 92% is pretty close. If you are at a large number of high demand and low supply, economics 101 tells us that prices will continue to rise. One way to protect yourself from rising rents is to lock your housing expense by buying a home. And if you're ready, willing to buy, let's chat about it. Let's put together a game plan that even if you're not ready today, you'll be ready when you are, getting this game plan in place. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. So we've been chatting about homeowners associations today. We've been talking about the reserves, the maintenance of the associations, taking care of your property. Yeah, no one wants to talk about higher homeowners association dues. And during the break, we were chatting a little bit about this. Rick Miro is with us. He's with Gold Star Mortgage. So, Rick, what does it do to a loan in many instances when the homeowners association goes from $285 a month to $450 a month?
And we're just talking about simple affordability. When a client's going to look into making a purchase in that type of home, we have to adjust the debt-to-income ratios, and the higher the dues are, the more difficult it is to qualify.
Pretty simple there. Now, as a lender, the thing that you're most concerned with is a combination. You want to make sure that you get your money back, right? That's a pretty good thing, right? And the value of the asset, the collateral,
right?
So when you look at a report, you know, an appraisal, is it going to give you any indication of any of the things that we were talking with Ross about in the last segment?
Not necessarily. The types of things that we'll look at on the appraisal is the occupancy, whether or not it's occupied by primarily primary owners or investors, and that will depict whether or not there's going to continue to have increased value.
Okay. So now we know that on the appraisals, they're going to put on their health and safety issues, right?
Overall, yes.
Overall. Now, Ross was talking about siding and roof. Is that part of the appraisal? I mean, what I'm trying to get to, I know that as a lender, you want to be protected from your collateral, but the homeowner or a buyer wants to look and say, you know, something, am I buying a dog here? You know, am I going to start out needing an umbrella in the living room?
Yeah, of course, we're going to look at any potential deficiencies.
Okay, so that's where that comes in. So when you have those deficiencies, Ross, are the homeowners associations, are you on the board of your association?
I am, yeah.
Okay, so when you got to noticing that you're, you know, like $10 million upside down in reserves and the light fixtures are starting to come down, do you start seeing where that's going to affect property values?
Absolutely. Our values are starting to go down. You know, talking to realtors that we're trying to sell in our community, they'd say, I had a couple coming down for an appointment. I called them because they didn't show up. They said, well, we turned around. You know, it really deters people from coming in and wanting to buy in the community when clearly it's not being kept up.
So what are some warning signs as a consumer or as a homeowner? You know, my association, we had the same thing that you're mentioning. Everybody was arguing with the board. You know, we've got a maintenance company, which is not quite the same as a homeowners association, so they don't do a whole heck of a lot. And just by raising dues $10 a month, there was almost a mutiny.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So, how do you deal with these things?
You've really got to get out and communicate. You've got to show in form and pictures and charts. You got to show, here's your reserve study. The reserve study says we're 50% funded or 10% funded. Maybe you're 100% funded. That's great. But then you also need to look at, again, is that reserve study complete? Does it have all your assets on it? You're going to be responsible for renewing. And is it correct? If your reserve study was created maybe 20 years ago, have you actually bid out in today's money what it's going to cost to replace your roofs? We have 281 units. Our values were well off. So, I mean, they were a quarter of what they should have been. So we were 10% funded. So that meant we were about 2% funded when you actually looked at the real replacement cost.
Interesting. So now, that to me, as a consumer advocate, I look and say, well, the board is not doing their fiduciary duty if they're not presenting correct facts.
Well, they're going off what they're given. They're volunteers. These aren't, you know, business owners necessarily. They're people that stepped up and said, I'm willing to be on the board, or maybe they just want to be in charge of something. Or a lot of people will campaign and say, I'm going to keep dues low and be everybody's friend. But if you're not covering your fiduciary duty, if you're not making sure that all the assets are covered and the maintenance is being done correctly and you've got a good financial plan, you're getting in trouble.
So what are some of the – how do I protect myself from these things? I mean, I know that what's going to – I know in our association, many associations of people that I speak with, that the easiest way to get the attention of the community – I don't know that a reserve study is going to have any effect on the community. I don't know that showing any kind of pictures. I think if you send a notice saying that dues are going from 285 to 450, you'll get everybody's attention.
Mm-hmm. It certainly does.
Right? Is that going to wake them up?
But you need to show them why.
Right.
You know, why are dues going to go up? Or we have a pending liability here, and we need to address it now. If we don't, we're going to have a massive emergency special assessment within a few years. So we can.
Wait, you got to back up there.
Yeah.
What is an emergency special assessment?
So there's different ways of funding when you need to replace an asset, whether you're going to do a complete renovation or you're just addressing one thing. You can be doing it out of cash flow and funding your reserves like you should be. But if something fails or something unforeseen happens, you can do an emergency special assessment. That means the board could just come in and say, all right, everybody, we're going to have a $2,500 special assessment. You need to write us a check.
What if they don't have? I mean, we looked at the savings numbers in our country. And we did a report recently that if somebody had that over half the country, if they had a $500 expense on their car, they couldn't afford it.
And that's a real problem. So obviously, emergency special assessments are something you want to avoid at all costs.
Sure.
Now, even for us, we had to go get an $8 million construction loan. We still have to get that approved by the membership. So that means 2/3 of our owners have to approve this loan. So that in itself can be treacherous. And from what I was hearing from different communities that had gone through this process, they said, you'll never get it approved in the first 3 years. You'll go out and say, here's what we need to do, and it'll get voted down. You'll try again, and it'll get voted down. You'll try again, and maybe you'll get a portion of what you need done. But by that time, things are failing, and now you're facing emergency special assessments.
Okay, so we've got the problem. Mm-hmm. What is the solution? How do we, other than... You know, just trying to continually communicate, is there any solution to this? I mean, especially when you're talking about 47,000 homeowners associations?
The solution, I think there needs to be some changes in the way reserve studies are done and requirements for funding and that they're validated. The CAI, which is the Community Associations Institute, and the California Association of Community Managers, have really been trying to educate the property managers that you need to be on the watch for communities that are aging and what to look out for. As an owner or a potential buyer, you really need to be taking a look at, is this an aging community? What percentage are they funded from a reserve standpoint? Are they 100% funded? Are they 50% funded? Has that been validated? What is the culture of the board and the community? Are they raising dues, you know, $5 every year to keep up with inflation? Or are they only raising dues when they need money real fast? Are there special assessments? If their special assessments are common, then they're probably not keeping the reserve funds where they should be. Take a look at a few years of financials. Go talk to the board. Look at that reserve study, and it'll tell you if there's any potential liabilities.
It's going to be very interesting because I can foresee this coming, and it's amazing how we look what we look at. Frequently, folks will complain about government intervention. And you can just see the handwriting on the wall that we're looking at a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac issue where they're going to come back and start saying, we want to do more diligence on some of these homeowners associations before we fund a loan or before we buy a loan in that arena. And then people are going to say, why do we want the government getting involved in these things? It's because we didn't do it ourselves in the first place. Think about that. We're going to chat more about this when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Important things to know about 529 college savings plan withdrawals. No tax advice here, but we'll give you some questions to ask your tax planner. You can also reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ Ron Siegel Radio, and on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned.
In the middle of our street, our house. In the middle of our.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trust guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, we'll be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by our friends at Heritage Financial Services, the best trust I have seen. I've looked at a lot of them. They've got the best one out there. Very, very inexpensive. I think they charge like $1,200 for it. And as a listener of Ron Siegel Radio, go to the gift bag. You can get a coupon for $300 off. So think about that. Under $1,000, it's got all of the different schedules and the, I don't understand all that stuff. But it's a great trust. So take a look at powers of attorney and beneficiary statements and do not resuscitates and medical issues. It's all there. All you need to do is text RSR gift bag, RSR gift bag to 79564. Grab the coupon there for $300 off. There's about $1,000 worth of gifts in the gift bag for you, so you can get a lot of good stuff there. Again, text RSR gift bag to 79564. The 529 college saving plan withdrawals. You have several options. Those of you that do not know what a 529 plan is, it's a method of growing money on a tax-deferred basis for specific educational needs. Now, again, I am not giving you tax advice. Call your tax planner and see if this makes sense for you, for your situation. But here's just a few questions that you might want to have some ideas about. When you're withdrawing money, the money can be withdrawn in either your name as the owner of the plan or the beneficiary's name. Either way, if the beneficiary is the one that put the money in, you can't take the money out in your name. It has to come out in their name. You can't take their money. The IRS knows what's going on. Any year that money is taken out, there is a Form 1099-Q, Payments for Qualified Education Programs. Again, talk to your tax planner. Withdrawn earnings aren't necessarily tax-free, even in years with heavy college costs. Understand those issues as well, because you've got to, if you do it wrong, you're talking about some penalties and taxation. You can usually take tax-free withdrawals for your own education expenses or for whomever. Now, also be aware, you can wait 20, 30, 40 years to take the money out of these plans for education. So if you decide that as part of your retirement, you want to go to college, there you've got some savings right there, and you might figure out some other options there as well. So think about that. Talk to your financial planner, your tax planner, your CPA, see how these things work for you. And again, it's just another set of tools that you can use to save some money. And if you're like me, try to avoid as much legally as you can in the tax world. Just a thought for you. The Word on Wealth segment again, brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. Grab that coupon, text RSR gift bag, no spaces, RSR gift bag, 79564. We'll get you the coupon right there, as well as all of the other goodies that are in the gift bag right now. So we've been chatting this morning. Ross Minion is with us. He is the director of chaos at Renovation Rollout. And Rick Muro, Gold Star Mortgage. We're chatting here about homeowners associations, how to deal with them. So, Ross, we've talked about some warning signs. We've talked about the lights falling, the assessments, raising dues. You're really becoming a popular guy here. But, you know, so the bottom line is the other part of the flip side of the coin is if you've got a real nice-looking community and the lights are actually the LED or they're doing what they're supposed to do, shining on the parking lot, maybe a little less crime, and the siding is staying where it is, and the rain is staying out, right? The property values might start appreciating. So on the flip side of that, are you able to do it? Is there any historical numbers as to what the values, what happens with values when you've got a maintained community?
Well, I'm finding that values can be 10 to 20% higher easily. You know, for us, our values were dropping at the time the recession hit. So we lost over half our value.
In Newport Beach?
In Newport Beach.
Wow.
We had units going from 569 to 230. And we had foreclosures, not as bad as you had in a lot of areas, but people just couldn't afford to have a raise in dues at the time. And people were very, very reluctant to look at a big renovation project. But the fact is, we were 40-year-old. We really didn't have a choice. Things were starting to fail.
Well, I noticed that there's a lot of new legislation going through. Lisa Dunn was in with us. And she helped get some legislation passed. I think it starts June of next year, where associations have to put on their annual statement whether they're FHA approved or VA approved or not. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing any kind of a push for something like that here, where we're notifying people, hey, this is the percentage of your reserves that are maintained or are available?
Yeah, if your reserves are too low, you're not going to qualify for FHA. And that's one of the important things, especially, pretty much anywhere. You need to be FHA approved. And we had to go through and raise our reserves, get more money in the bank so that we did qualify as well. I see that happening with a lot of communities.
So does your company go out and now that you've learned this, I guess basically the terminologies, you've learned it the hard way.
Right.
So are you doing this for other communities?
Yeah, I'm coming in and helping other communities. It is a very big process, and I've broken it down to a five-phase process. In each process, we're going to address the membership, we're going to address the assets, we're going to address the financials. So the first phase is planning. We're going to come in, review your assets, look at all your liabilities, understand where we are, and we're going to make sure you understand it. We'll put together a team of your leaders, your community leaders, and help guide everyone through this process. And then we'll start really defining and draft what it is that we need to do. Figure out what it is you want to accomplish. Second, we move on to the architectural phase. That's when you bring in the experts. You bring in architects. They will bring in designers, engineers, anyone that's needed. Get every single thing specified. Before you go out to bid, you want to have every single thing specified. You don't want change orders. You don't want to be guessing and filling in the blanks.
You know what I mean? You don't want to be $4 billion over budget like they do on some planes.
That's right. That's right. So complete that bid process, and then you know exactly how much money you're going to need. Outside of your contingency, you still need to account for that. Then you get to your finance. So come to the banks, and we can figure out, can we raise dues? How much money do we have? When are we going to need to raise dues? Can we do a special assessment? Do we need to get a loan? You can look at all the different options or maybe a combination of those to figure out that financial plan and make sure you've got a 40-year cash flow plan, too, that accounts for raising your dues and having money to cover all your maintenance needs, painting and flurries and anything that you're not addressing during this work is going to have to be addressed in the future. So make sure you've got money now and money in the future. Develop the financial plan and get your loan and get everything approved. Then you've got to go off and get approval from, as with any project, you buy off. So I call that the marketing phase. So you've got to get out there, talk to the community, make them really understand it. I set up a phone number, a website, email, so there's always a way for them to communicate, ask questions, present that renovation plan. I did a huge town hall meeting. So we did several times throughout the day. So and we made sure everyone knew this Saturday, you need to be on site, either morning, lunch, or dinner, to come in and listen to the presentations, and you have everybody there. You have your architects, your designers, your bankers, your realtors. You have samples of all the product. Everyone needs to be able to touch and feel and understand exactly what it is you're talking about. If you don't go to these lengths, you will fail. Okay? Then you can get approval for your construction loan. Because anything you do that requires a major special assessment or a construction loan, you have to get probably two-thirds approval from your membership. Now, when's the last time you got two-thirds approval of anything from your HOA?
Well, the only thing we get two-thirds approval for turning down dues increases.
Right.
That's about it, right?
Right. So once everybody buys off, and to get this done, you've got to have teams of people going door-to-door, your newsletter, your website. You've got to make sure you're communicating with everyone in the community.
So a big question becomes on this, Ross. Who's paying for this?
Well, you either have to have volunteers putting in thousands of hours, or you're going to have to put some money aside to help make sure this gets done. But if you don't, your community is going to continue to degrade. Your dues are going to continue to go up, and you're going to continue to waste money on maintenance and emergency items instead of doing the repairs you need and maintaining a good, healthy
community. And that's a big issue right there, right? I mean, it's if you do repairs, you don't have, and you're doing the maintenance, mm-hmm. you're not dealing with fire drills.
Right.
Right. So
if you're proactive,
right, it's probably going to cost less money.
Yeah.
Interesting, and I'm assuming even to put together the survey that you're talking about here, is that going to take special membership approval, or is that only going to be a board?
This is the board.
A board type thing.
Yeah, so you can come in and pull the report, and if they're good, if they're 5 years away, then you figure it out. You figure out the cash plan, but if they're at the point to where they need help now, then you got to really jump on it, and you've got to get the membership behind it and get it approved.
Great information, as always. If you want to chat with Ross Minion further, or if you want to know about – maybe you want to find out about what if his company's working with the board you're looking at buying a house with. That might be something you want to know as well, because there's a lot – you're buying your biggest asset. You want to make sure it continues to appreciate the way you're expecting. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with Ross Minion. You can chat with him about this whole process for your company. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. And, again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime.
800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.